It's the election of the next commission chair and vice chair. This is a decision. Commissioner Menken, do you have a motion to make?
I do, Madam Chair. Per RCW 77.04.060, I move to elect Commissioner Brad Smith as the chair and Commissioner Larry Carpenter as vice chair of the Fish and Wildlife Commission for the term of 2 years or until a successor is elected and qualified.
Do I hear a second?
Chair, I'd be honored to second that.
Okay, there was a competition for seconding. Commissioner Schmitten has seconded the motion to elect Commissioner Brad Smith chair and Larry Carpenter vice chair. For any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no.
Abstain.
Motion carries. Congratulations. Excellent choice, everyone. Looking forward to your leadership, Brad and Larry. Just Brad.
For the public, I'm honored to accept this. Publicly accept this, but I would be remiss if I didn't say that the shoes that I will be filling or attempting to fill will be very challenging. I have had the pleasure of working with Chair Wecker for 6 years. And I've learned a great deal from her leadership, her style, her personality. And if I can measure only partially to that standard, I will have felt successful at the closure of my term.
Thanks so much. Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also want to echo what a pleasure it's been to work for, along with and in conjunction with Miranda Wecker as our chair. It's been superb. The issue I have now with Brad
it's beginning already.
I already have several day jobs, but I'll accept the challenge to try and keep him on the straight and narrow. He will do a superb job, and I am very honored to be working with him.
Yes, Commissioner Smith.
I do make one promise to you all that I will inject as much brevity and good, in the same German, good Spaß, good fun into the process, because I think what we all have to do here is very difficult, and working with my new vice chair will be extremely trying, but I will do the best to bring levity to the process.
We are confident of that. Director Anderson?
Thanks. I just want to say how much I have admired Miranda Wecker's skills and abilities as chair of this august body, and the number of really difficult issues that this commission has taken on during her tenure as chair is without compare with any previous individuals that have served in this capacity, and she's done it with respect for the public, respect for the process, as high a professionalism as you could ask for. On a personal level, though, when I took this position, the relationship between the director's office and the commission was less than we want to have the kind of we didn't have a good relationship, and there was distrust, and we embarked on I think a commitment on behalf of all the commissioners, but particularly Miranda serving as chair, to change that. And it's just been a real, she has made my job easier. She has gone out of her way to make sure that we have talked through issues, talked through tough issues, and ensure that we are working together as a true team and not against one another, as I think had been done, as was going on previously. And I think as a result of her leadership, the seamless relationship that the director's office has with the commission has in large part been due to her leadership and her constant communication, always being candid and open, which I've appreciated. So thank you very, very much for your contribution to make the Fish and Wildlife Commission and the department a success.
And I think we'll all want to compliment you back because it was a partnership. It's a two-way street, and in our case, a 10-way street, 9-way street right now, and Joe is included in the team, absolutely. I thought as we talked this morning and at dinner with you that the big picture, I'm pretty good at the big picture, not as conversant in the details, and that's perfect for the commission. Because we are the ones who look at the big picture, think about where policy should move. And we have taken on an enormous array of really difficult issues that had been stuck in some ways with the status quo and fighting. And when I think back over the past 6 years after we selected you as director, we've accomplished just about everything big that I intended to get to during my term on the commission. And I think we're just really proud of the relationship we've had with you. And given that it was occurring during a time in which budgets were being slashed, people were having to find other jobs, no salary increases. It's just been one of the most difficult times in the department's history, in the state's history, and in the country's history. This was a very anxious time, and despite that, we accomplished a tremendous amount. You've made the department respected in the legislature. The books are in good shape now. I mean, it's very easy to find where we're spending our money, and that was one of the issues that we had early on. And the level of distrust, I want to make sure everyone, that it is on the record, you were the deputy before you were the director. It was never a problem with you. So just clear, we started off with a lot of confidence and a lot of trust in you, and it has been maintained. So I can't say how meaningful this experience has been for me. Challenging. I've never done anything like chair a regulatory, a rulemaking body before, and it's just been fascinating. It's been really interesting. I've never been able to predict how people would vote. I love the diversity of perspectives that's brought to the table. I'm an even stronger supporter of the commission process. And I was always thinking this was a good idea. The commission process was always a good idea, but now I just am a firm believer that multi-party decision-making bodies like this really do produce a better result than having a politically elected official making all the decisions. So I'm a big believer. I thank you all for the opportunity to serve you. Now it's up to Brad. I'm going to give him a lot of advice, and I'm going to stay on the commission for a while longer. So thanks, everyone.